Hello, this is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley. My guest today is Mark Harris, an environmental journalist and author of the signature book on green burial, Grave Matters. Mark, who lives in Bethlehem, has also worked with the board of the Fountain Hill Cemetery to create the only natural burial ground in the Lehigh Valley, named Green Meadow. What is green burial?
Green burial is the burial of an unembalmed body in a vaultless grave that's situated within a natural setting, such as a woodland or meadow, even the sea. Remains are typically wrapped in cloth shrouds or laid into coffins made from readily biodegradable material like wicker or pine. Headstones, if they're used at all, are cut from field stone that's collected from the region and laid flush to the ground. The whole idea is to allow, even invite, the dissolution of the body so it can enrich soil, push up vegetation, and rejoin the natural cycle of life that turns to benefit all those we leave behind.
Is it legal? And don't you have to embalm a body?
Actually, no. Embalming is almost never required by law. In fact, we have a lot more freedom when it comes to handling the affairs of our dead than we think. So, for example, it's perfectly legal to hold a home funeral, as our forebears did. We can even make our own caskets or buy one ready-made from an internet discount broker, a Costco retail store, or even the local carpenter. And if we're using a funeral home to make the arrangements, the funeral director must, by law, accept our third-party caskets and may not charge us a handling fee to do so.
What are the benefits of a green burial?
Green burial is good for the environment, for one, going light on all the resources that are diverted to the production of the standard funeral home send-off, and that's significant. Every year, for example, we use enough metal in the production of metal caskets to completely rebuild the Golden Gate Bridge, and every year we use enough concrete for burial vaults to lay a two-lane highway running halfway across the country, all this just to put a body into the ground.
Is green burial cheaper than a standard burial?
It can be, particularly if you choose a cardboard or a basic pine coffin and hold a home funeral.
Are there any other ways to go green about this?
In my book, I profile families who have buried their loved ones at sea and in rural backyards. Others have held home funerals and then transported the remains to the crematory or cemetery themselves. One woman mixed the cremated remains of her husband with concrete to create an igloo-sized reef ball that was dropped off the coast of New Jersey, where it now serves as habitat for marine life.
That's interesting. So cremation is green.
Cremating a body for 2 hours in an 1,800-degree hearth does demand the use of natural gas and does emit some pollutants into the atmosphere, including greenhouse gases. So it's not as green a strategy as, say, the shrouded burial in a rural backyard I write about in Grave Matters. That said, I still include it among the green strategies because it uses fewer resources and produces less pollution than does modern burial with its embalmed body, metal casket, and concrete vault.
What can families in this area do if they're interested in green burial?
They have many options. First, they can visit Green Meadow, a natural cemetery of native wildflowers and grasses that we've created within Fountain Hill Cemetery, a beautiful historic cemetery behind St. Luke's Hospital. And you can check out our webpage there, greenmeadowpa.org. Families could also shop around for their own green casket or build one themselves. And some of these caskets are sold by area funeral homes. A number of local funeral directors can help in other ways, too. Funeral homes that have done green burials at Green Meadow are listed on our webpage. And for anyone who is interested in doing a home funeral, a group based in eastern Pennsylvania called A Natural Undertaking can help. And their webpage is naturalundertakingoneword.org. And finally, I maintain a webpage that has lots of information about green burial, and you can find that at gravematters.us.